y'all, it's Jazz, and I'm back with another episode of And All That Jazz Podcast. So, this is the last episode during Black History Month 2022, which is kind of why I wanted to title it what I titled it. But I want to make sure that you guys read it in the way it needs to be read. So, I saw a meme on Instagram. I saw it on Twitter. I've seen it a few places. And it pretty much went the African-American urge to say, not during Black History Month when I come across the most minor of inconveniences, which is true. I find myself saying that every year, and I found, like, I didn't realize it, and you don't realize that you're doing, or at least I don't realize that I'm doing things until people point them out, especially when it's like little stuff like that. In fact, all of the African-American urge to memes have been sending me. There was one that I saw on Embracing Black Culture's Instagram account that was like, had Zendaya making a face. And it said the African-American urge to say, they're going to be all right. When you know somebody's mad. And y'all, I literally said that at work last week in my office to other people. We were talking about a situation where someone might be upset, and without hesitation, I was like, they're gonna be all right. I don't know if it's just the way we were raised. Like, I know Black people aren't monoliths, and we're not a monolith, and I've said that before, but there are shared experiences that Black Americans have that just have us react certain ways in certain situations, and that's one of them. So all the most minor, I mean, and these are not like anything major. This is like, ooh, extra traffic, not during Black History Month, or ooh, these fries aren't as hot as they should be, not during Black History Month, like that kind of thing. This is not anything like major. These are minor inconveniences, minor nuisances that just should not be happening during Black History Month, in my opinion. So, yeah, this is our final full week of Black History Month. And if you have not shopped Black, whether it be at Target, where they had so many Black-owned businesses featured this month, or gone to a local market, or perused Instagram and shopped brands like Brandon Blackwood or Size, because I got a new Protect Black People bag from Size, and I'm so excited. I have a new work tote, y'all. Or bought Fenty, there are so many Black-owned brands that you could have patronized this month. You have a week to do so. It doesn't have to be an expensive purchase. These could be small purchases, but I highly recommend supporting Black-owned businesses, especially during Black History Month. Another thing that I suggest doing, if you haven't done already, there have been so many resources available, whether it be social media, whether it be print, whether it be newspapers or digital, whatever, with unknown or not well-known, I'll say that, not well-known Black History Month facts. I recommend taking a look at some of those and realizing, yeah, we say it's Black History, but Black History is today. And some of these things were happening not even 20, 30, 40 years ago. And the people that these pioneers that we are praising are still alive today. And they are younger than we think. So I highly recommend looking into Ruby Bridges, looking up her story. Ruby Bridges is in her 60s. Ruby Bridges is not that much older than my parents. So look into their stories. Look into their stories. Make sure you educate yourself, educate your loved ones. And yeah, make sure you celebrate Black History Month. So you guys know I talk about this all the time. I am a huge proponent of buying Black, not just during Black History Month, but year round. But during February, I definitely ramp it up. And I patronized one of my favorite screen tea business. He does more than that, but I get a lot of screen tees from him. So like my Juneteenth shirt I got from him, my Mind Your Business, Drink Your Water, those, I'm Rooting for All HBUs, like those kind of shirts, my my Black Empowerment shirts, for the most part, I get from him. And it's Dope Rebellion. I've mentioned them on the blog. I've mentioned them on my social media account. I feel like I might have mentioned them on here. But every now and then he does these huge blowout sales where shirts will be $5. And during those times, I clean up, y'all. I clean up. I'll get 4 or 5 at a time because it's worth it. At that point, you're, I mean, you still have to pay for shipping, so you might as well get a few shirts. And so I did. I got a Being Black is Dope. I got a We Are Black History. I got Be Your Dope Self. And then I got one. I got the teal version of the Mind Your Business, Drink Your Water, Sharpen Your Pencils, that shirt as well. So I bought 4 shirts with that. And I actually wore, which is what this next topic is about, I wore one of them to a concert that I went to this past Friday. One, I just want to say I'm really excited to be going back to concerts, doing it as safe as possible. So I'm wearing my mask when I'm not like eating, drinking, all that stuff like that, like at most venue or in most situations in public. But yeah, so I went and saw Jodeci, Charlie Wilson, and New Edition at the Floor of the Culture concert. And y'all, I got my entire life. I will say that I also think that I was probably one of the youngest people in there. And I'm not mad at that. I am not mad at that. Those of you who know me in real life know that New Edition's Any Heartbreak is fundamental to my life. You might ask why. Well, my mom used to play that record on repeat. I've been a New Edition fan since forever. I feel like I've also been a Jodeci fan for a very long time, but it took, I was a little older when I got into them because their music was a little risque for me as a child. So I was definitely pre-teens to teenager before I got into Jodeci, which is weird. It was like early 2000s and I was bumping 90s R&B. And then Charlie Wilson, I mean, Gap Band, old, like 70s R&B. This was clean the house music. This was like we're waking up at 7 o'clock on Saturday morning to clean the house music. So I've loved Charlie Wilson for years, loved Jodeci for years, loved New Edition. And when I found out about this concert, I had to go. So I ended up being in a suite, and which was a huge blessing, but it was great. I had enough room to dance. I had enough room to, there was places for me to sit and chill when I wanted to, drink, snacks, all that good stuff. And I got to be around people who made it an experience, like made it that much better of an experience. So the show started off, let's go back. I wore my Being Black is Dope shirt. And I typically do like crop tops. Like when I'm not at work and weather's decent, I'm typically in like crop tops and joggers or crop tops and like maxi skirts or something like that. Like I'm comfortable and like sneakers. So also what I wear to concerts. I felt severely underdressed at that show. Like people were there, guys were in suits, women were in like leather two-piece outfits. There were hats like it was Sunday morning. Like people were gussied up, and it's got to be a generational thing. I was talking to my dad about that, and he was like, yeah, you know, older crowd, I mean, that's, it was an older show, you it made sense. Like it's got to be a generational thing, because I wore streetwear. I wore comfy streetwear. I had a flannel tied around my waist, and I had on joggers and sneakers, and I was pretty much, yeah, I wore streetwear. And I got compliments on my shirt. I will say that. I got quite a few compliments on my shirt, and I felt good about that. But I definitely felt underdressed at that show. But I dressed like that. Oh, I wore that outfit because I was coming to sing and dance. And that's what I did. So Jodeci was out first. They did a few remixes of songs that I was like, you could have kept that. Because I want to be able, like, I want to sing. I want to sing with y'all, and I can't sing along with these remixes because I don't know how it's going. But Devontae was there, Casey was there, JoJo was there, and there was some other guy rapping. I didn't recognize him, but loved their set. Charlie Wilson came out, and I loved his set. I didn't know this. My dad actually told me this. Charlie Wilson used to be a drum major, which makes sense as to why his set was the way it was. This man had so much energy for being, if not 70, almost 70 years old. He had like 6 costume changes. He was vamping. I mean, he would do like 5-7 minute songs, or like 5 to 7 minute songs. It was just really, he had background dancers. It was so good. He put on a show. Charlie Wilson, and Jodeci did too, but Charlie Wilson put on a show. Such a great show. And then New Edition came on. Y'all, this show was supposed to be from 8 to 11. That's what the ticket said. And it started on time because these are older black men who probably want to get home and get in bed. And I don't blame them because I too want to get home and get in bed. Started at 8. I left the show at like 11:40. Ralph Tresvant was on stage doing Sensitivity. So I don't know what time it ended, but they were still going at 11:40, and I ain't have it in me to give. I wasn't trying to wait for the mass exodus. I wanted to make sure that I had I was able to get home at a decent time. It was a good show, y'all. I sang and danced and swayed and two-stepped and held my beer up, and it was a really good show, and it made me so happy to be back in a place where I could see live music, which is weird because I live in Nashville now, where live music is aplenty. Like, you could throw a stone and hit 4 live musicians. But to be in a place where I could be authentically black, and like, so much so where people are like, yeah, I bet you don't know nothing about this, you don't know that, huh, you don't know, like, authentically black aunties and uncles in this place. And just, it was amazing. It was truly amazing. I have another concert there coming up in April. That's Maxwell and Anthony Hamilton and Joe. And this is another one where I have a feeling where I'm going to be one of the youngest people in there. And I don't care. I'm embracing my auntiehood. And I'm so excited to be able to go to concerts like this and just experience them with my people. So I'm also going to see Lucky Day and JoJo and Shadow Boxers. Like, there are a few other shows I'm going to see. And then of course, when I go to DC for Issa Rae's thing, there's a whole concert there. Like, it's, I'm excited. I'm really looking forward to the upcoming shows that I have tickets for this spring. Okay, so I want to backtrack a bit. When I was on my way to the concert, I was in a Lyft, and the driver and I, we were talking about traveling and everything, and she mentioned something that I have found more and more people talking about, that kind of like, it irks me. I'll just say that. So she was like, yeah, I want to go. We were talking about traveling and international traveling. And I was like, okay, so what's on your bucket list? She's like, I really want to go to Africa. And I always immediately ask, what part of Africa? Because Africa is a continent and people fail to realize that. Like, people don't just say, oh, I want to go to North America. Like, they'll say, I want to go to the U.S. I want to go to New York. I want to go to New Orleans. I want to go to Toronto. I want to go to whatever. They will say specific places. Or they'll say, oh, I want to go to London. Or, oh, I want to go to Paris, whatever like that. But people will say Africa as a whole. They'll lump it in. I'm going to Africa. Okay. What part of Africa, ma'am? So then she's like, I want to go to Ghana. I want to go to the villages. I want to go, she's like, I want to go, it's missionary. And so I asked her, oh, what religion? Thinking that she's going to say something other than Christianity, because Christianity is about very much in Ghana, very much in Ghana. She's like Southern Baptist. I was like, oh, Christianity. She's like, yeah. I said, you're doing missionary work for Christianity in Ghana, where Christianity is? Like, they've had Christianity for generations. And she's like, yeah, well, and she kind of backtracks. And then she goes to talk about the villages. And I tell her that, you know, Ghana is not like they have technology and vehicles and like they have functioning cities and all that. Like, it's not just huts. And she's like, yeah, well, I'm trying to go out to. So in 2022, we still have people who are falling for the false narrative that Africa is undeveloped or underdeveloped. And I really, 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 really wish that we can correct that. Like, as a culture, as like, as an American culture, I wish the media would stop pushing that narrative. Yeah, like, I don't get it. I do not get it. I don't get it. So I kind of shed some light on things for her. She was like, yeah, and then I want to make sure I go with my aunt and uncle, because I want to make sure I speak the language. And I was like, oh, English? Because that is also spoken very prevalently over there. And she was shocked. And this goes to anyone who's wanting to travel internationally. Let's start there. Do a little bit of research of place before you want to go. Don't, like, do a little bit of your own research of a place that you want to travel to. Because she kept putting her foot in her mouth, and I felt uncomfortable with her putting her foot in her mouth over and over. Especially when she was like, yeah, I want to go spread the word of God. And I was like, they know Christianity is there. Every person from Ghana that I know is a Christian. Every person from Ghana that I know is a Christian. And I'm from Houston, so we have a pretty big Ghanaian population. I pray to God I said that right. but we do. We do. Yeah, so just do a little bit of research. I really wish that this... That was one of those times in my head I was like, not during Black History Month. I'm having to explain in 2022 that it's not an undeveloped or underdeveloped part of the world. Just... My gosh. I really hope that with this, Netflix is supposed to have this show kind of like not selling Sunset, but it's kind of like Housewives, but in Africa. And if I'm not mistaken, it's either in Nigeria or Ghana where it's set. I hope that sheds some light on the people, like the, just how advanced those places are, how on par they are with us here in the U.S. And how not every part of the continent is undeveloped or underdeveloped. So, sorry. I really wanted to rant about that for a second. My apologies, y'all. Had to get that out of my head. Yeah. Speaking of new shows or just media in general, I have binge-watched a few things that I want to talk to y'all about. You've probably heard of it. If you have been on any kind of social media these past couple weeks, The Tinder Swindler, which is on Netflix, about this guy who scammed numerous women out of thousands, and some of them hundreds of thousands of dollars. and this is not a laughing matter. This is not a laughing matter, because he manipulated those women. However, listening back to that, and I do not want to victim blame, because that is terrible. That is wrong. I'm not victim blaming. However, some of the situations and some of the game he was spitting at them was just unbelievable. It was completely unbelievable. He did emotionally abuse them. He love bombed them and then emotionally abused them. And then when it flipped, when they found out that he wasn't who he said he was, or he wasn't going to pay them back, and then he got extremely violent, like verbally and stuff like that. So this man got these women to send him tens of thousands of dollars, got them to take out loans. And I understand that credit is a little bit different in Europe than it is here in the U.S. Like, here it's based off of bullshit, honestly, stuff that sometimes we have no control over. But from my understanding, in Europe, a lot of times it's based off of your salary, so what you bring home, which is why when a girl asked to increase her credit limit and she sent in a faked pay stub, they immediately increase it and all that good stuff like that. Anyway, these women sent thousands and thousands of dollars. They sent him their savings that they had for their homes. He told one girl to sell her car. Like, it was a mess. And he got 5 months in jail, I think. And now he's back to doing it again. So I feel bad for them. But he's not going to stop what he's doing. That punishment was not harsh enough, and he's not going to stop what he's doing. And I really hope that these women realize that this man really said that he needed $25,000 because his enemies were coming after him. And I sent it over without a second thought. Because had it been me, I would not have. I'd have been like, not during Black History Month. I just, And then the other show about people scamming, Inventing Anna. So Anna Delvey or Anna Sorokin, that story was in the news and on 2020. I mean, it was pretty popular on the news a couple years ago. And Shonda Rhimes is everything. She really is. The production, just seeing all the familiar faces, great actors. It was a great story, great writers, executed very well. I watched the miniseries Inventing Anna. I binged it, and it was so good. So good. Now, this woman was also a scammer, and she got so many people to believe her lies over the course of years. Like, she was skipping out on hotel bills. She was running all around the world. She was robbing Peter to pay Paul and trying to keep up a facade. And it was crazy. And that is not a word that I use too often, but it was crazy and it was good. I highly recommend watching the miniseries on Netflix if you haven't already. If you are a Shondaland fan, or if you've watched any of her shows, you will see a lot of familiar faces on it. A lot of familiar faces. That's one of the things that I love about Shonda. She finds good actors and she keeps them employed. And then when you finish that, I highly recommend watching the the 2020 interview on Hulu. So check it out. That was really good. And another thing that I've been watching is Bel-Air, which is it's not a spinoff. It's not a reboot. It's a reimagining. That's what it is. It's a reimagining of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. So a couple years ago, this guy, Jabari, I cannot think of his last, Jabari Jones, I think that's his name. He's the one who plays Will Smith on Bel-Air. He did this whole trailer of a reimagined Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. So it was darker. It was darker, essentially. It was like, Will moves to Bel-Air because he got into some real trouble in Philly. Like, and his mom wanted to make sure he was safe, so he moved in with his aunt and his uncle in Bel-Air. And the Carlton and Hillary and Ashley that we knew, the happy-go-lucky, the Carlton and the innocent Ashley and the kind of ditzy Hillary that we knew, were flipped on their heads. Well, that got seen by Will and his people. It got seen by everybody. It made I feel like it made its way across social media for like a blaze of fire. And people were like, I really love to see this as a show. Really, really love to see this as a show. Well, got turned into one. Will Smith and his production company, Westbrook, decided to produce it. And it's on Peacock now. So there are four episodes available as of today. There are four episodes available now. If you haven't seen it, I highly recommend you watching it. But I want to remind you, this is a reimagining. So don't go in expecting to see the same storylines from before, aside from like the general reason as to why the show exists. So got into a fight, mom got scared, moved in with your auntie and uncle in Bel Air. But it's set in the now. So Carlton's using drugs, but like real drugs, not accidentally taking speed. Hillary is a social media influencer. Ashley's meeting friends online. Jeffrey is a badass guy from Jamaica who, studied in London, I think. But yeah, it's really good. It is really good. Uncle Phil's an alpha tapping into his fraternity brothers for assistance with his run for DA. Like it's a whole thing. Highly recommend watching the show. I don't know if this is necessarily one that you would watch with young kids. Also don't think that you should watch Fresh Prince of Bel-Air with young kids. But this is darker, so I wouldn't recommend watching this with young kids. But it's definitely one you can watch with like your preteens, your teenagers, or just you by yourself. Recommend watching it though. Really, really good. I feel like I always wrap these episodes with show recommendations. So yeah, that's that one. I hope you guys enjoy the rest of your week, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your Black History Month 2022, and I'll see you next time. Bye.